breaking in the middle of the country as we speak.
And let's tell you about the tornado watches we have posted. They include southern Michigan from Detroit down into Columbus, Ohio, and then all the way to the Gulf Coast. Here we're dealing with the threat of tornado watches. Again, tornado watches encompassing much of Mississippi, all the way up into northern Alabama, taking you over into middle Tennessee. Then as we go northward, we're also seeing the threat of tornadoes up into Kentucky, Indiana, right over into Ohio. Ohio, it looks quiet now, but it is going to be going downhill.
Hey, here's where the tornadoes have been reported. 33, count now rising to 34 in the last few minutes from Indiana down toward Tennessee. Some of these destructive tornadoes. Let's switch sources. Speaking of destruction, possibly happening in the Nashville area. Now, there are two storms here that I'm quite worried about. Dangerous storms, perhaps Tennessee and southern Kentucky right now, the most dangerous areas on the map. Jennifer?
All right, speaking of Nashville, let's take you there. Thanks so much, Dr. Forbes. Let's take you to WTBF. This is where we have our sister station. They are in Nashville. As you can see, the sun's down. Let's get more. Let's listen in now.
I want to say about 8 to 10 miles. Let me get it right because it's about that far down. When we first got on Highway 13 South, we only saw downed trees, but the further we came down this road, close to this road here, Hollow Cave Road, we saw even more destruction. Again, these are not just simple power lines. We're talking about generators. You're just flipped over, blocking the roads. We saw convenience stores where they simply did not have a rooftop. Again, to give you some idea, just look at this home. Just look at this RV that's flipped over. The damage is widespread, and emergency crews are trying to get
in middle Tennessee. That's in Nashville. Numerous reports of damage.
And it's going to take a while to get rid of that 27 inches of snow. Again, our all-time record storm over last weekend.
And we take you to Dallas and Austin, where temperatures are in the record category. Just check out your highs expected today versus the records. Very, very close. We may be looking at records for both locations. But tomorrow, no such luck. In fact, it's going to be significantly colder as we have big changes coming. And those temperatures are going to take a nosedive, not just in Texas. Today, yes, it stays very, very mild to warm the rest of the southeast. But tomorrow, the big changes move into Texas, Oklahoma, as well as Arkansas.
30 degrees colder than the same time yesterday. So literally, the overall temperature has dropped more than a degree an hour over the last 24 hours in the Williston, North Dakota area. So very cold air here. However, we have mild air right out ahead of the system. Look at Columbus, Ohio. You're 27 degrees warmer than you were this same time yesterday with a southerly wind. Temperatures in the 60s. Can you believe that in Columbus, Ohio? In Columbus, Ohio, 58 in Indianapolis, but that's definitely clashing with a very, very cold air behind it. And you know, when you have these dissimilar air masses, you talk about a good chance of some very volatile weather, and that's definitely what we're finding at this time. Because I tell you what, big overall weather changes. Record highs are possible over the southeast all the way to the northeast, as temperatures today will be running a good 15 to 20 degrees above average. However, in the northern plains, the northern Rockies, temperatures running a good 20 degrees below average. And of course, right in the middle where those two different air masses come together, that's where we have the bulk of the instability. As you can see, we're talking about temperatures a good 10, 25 degrees colder than they were this same time yesterday. It's 66 degrees in Atlanta, and you know what? We're expecting to get at least up to about 71, 72 degrees today, and that's a good almost 20 degrees above average. Your average afternoon high is in the middle 50s. So
yesterday around St. Louis with baseball-sized hail. Before the front moved through, temperatures were about 70 degrees. 23 minutes later, we were in the 40s.